It's Theo.
And Vanessa.
And we're here with what you need to know this week in particular. Wink.
With a Y.
Mm-hmm. Vive la France.
Vive la France.
Vive la France.
Okay, so you're a wagonist now. Me know you know, you didn't go wait till the World Cup done for choose your side.
Okay, let me explain something to you. First of all, when we started talking about the World Cup, I stated it clearly, it wasn't a secret. And then I told you my method. And at the semifinals, I did choose Belgium. I didn't think they would get past France, but yeah, I chose Belgium. They never worked. But I can still say, congrats France, which is not what Vive la France means, but hey.
Right, but wagonist of the highest order. Moving right along.
I don't see what the problem is.
We're going back to our actual jobs. So, Prime Minister Andrew Holness has announced a strategic review of the operations of Petrojam, and that's scheduled for completion before the end of the year.
So, Van, broke it down. What that mean?
So, basically, the government is following due process in investigating the allegations of mismanagement and corruption, and the findings will be made public. So, they're going in, shuffling up, sorting out, digging deep, and then they're gonna inform the public.
And if I can just, you know, match it out a little more, the Prime Minister is doing all of this to assure the public of the government's commitment to good governance, transparency, and anti-corruption efforts. So we can expect to see the improvements. You know, that's the whole due process part, is a crucial word.
Precisely.
Phrase.
So, as you mentioned, good governance, cabinet ministers will actually be attending training sessions on good governance.
Yeah.
Everything I shake up your head.
You know what I mean? It's good shaking, though.
It's
good shaking.
So.
And I mean, life without learning is death. So no matter what stage you are, there is always room for growth and improvement.
We learn new things every day, so I guess we can call ourselves students of life.
You know, as I mentioned, being students of life and all this talk about school, September isn't far away. So a word of advice for the parents and the guardians out there. If you haven't started preparing for back to school, I mean, is this your first back to school?
For real?
But if you haven't, I'm just saying, there must be like probably two people out there who has done this. But if you are one of them, now would be a real good time to start.
You don't want to wait until the back to school rush when downtown full up at everybody and them cousin.
Van, look at the magnitude of preparation it takes to go back to school. Now, to the students, when you're in that position, you don't see all the things that go into it. You know, there's the budgeting. You have to get the uniforms. You have to get the books. You have to wait past stores to get the books that are not available. Orientation, other school supplies, shoes, bag. There was a pre-reading thing.
Pre-reading is actually important, especially for the high school students.
They always try to get me to
literature
that.
Students read the book them. You know, the holiday. It makes sense.
Actually, you know, and to tell you the truth, after leaving high school, I realized how interesting the books were. You should check out the books before September. So, like, your literature books, as she was saying, read them during the break, make some notes. It actually made the work easier. So, even if you don't have that natural desire to read, develop it. Readers are leaders. Talk the truth. Come on.
Readers are leaders. I like that.
Whoop, whoop.
Right. And parents, many of you will be sending your little ones off for the first time. Or for the last, as they may be finishing up university. So all you people out there with university students, no matter what stage they're at, talk to them. Help them prepare mentally for school.
And, you know, even though playing out in the sun is nice, get ready to go back to school, guys.
Yeah, but who's playing anywhere in this heat, though? Have you been feeling the heat?
Yes, I have.
But let's talk a little bit about the drought.
Yeah, man, because water pressure low in some areas and, you know, you have to make sure you have your backup containers at home.
So I'm not quite sure we'd call it a drought. The meteorologists call it a dry spell.
Mm-hmm.
So, higher than normal temperatures with reduced rainfall equals drought. Right, so catch water whenever you can. Secure water in clean, tightly closed containers and avoid staying in the sun too much.
Drink your water, people. Stay out the sun.
And we're definitely out of time. That's all the time we have for Wink today. We want to hear from you, though. Send your feedback to radio@jis.gov.jm. That's email. And connect with us on Twitter @JIS News.
Follow us on Instagram @JIS Voice and interact with us on Facebook @Jamaica Information Service.
So until next time, stay cool. He's Theo.
She checked. And she's Vanessa. And remember,
knowledge is power, so stay in the know.
Oh, yeah.
So...
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.